Lovecraft Musical, starring Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, and Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall.
Al, every week you say the same thing. People know you're in the Kraft Music Hall.
But Oscar, how do the people know I'm going to sing?
Bad news. Travels fast.
Never mind, Oscar. Go over to the piano and get ready for your last appearance on this program.
You can't get rid of me, Al, because I'm the only guy who can play as flat as you can sing.
If you please, Oscar, Lou Bring is waiting for me and my gal.
Clever the way he slips in those numbers.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal.
You seem to do the impossible. Your singing improves every week.
Ken, I appreciate that compliment, as I know it's sincere.
Well, it is.
Thank you. You know, we kid a lot about my ego and my money and my age, but more than anything else, honestly, believe me, I love to get a pat on the back.
Well, Al, I'd pat you on the back, but I'm afraid you'd fall over.
Say, Al.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Ken. What is it, Oscar?
Look at this item I found in the newspaper. Yeah. A group of artists picked the five most virile men in America.
Wonderful. I win honors in everything, don't I? Oscar, read the list, will you? Go ahead, Oscar.
Okay, here they are. Clark Gable, Victor Mature, Earl Warren, Jack Smith, and Lou Boudreau.
Say, Oscar, read the second team, will you?
Al, apparently these guys don't need any substitutes. You're just not included.
Well, that's an outrage. I'm just as virile as the next guy. And you're the next guy, Oscar.
I wouldn't feel bad about being left out, Al. The list only includes this generation.
Well, all I gotta say is the whole thing is politics. If I had anything to do with it, well, I'd have picked myself, Victor Moore, C. Aubrey Smith, Connie Mack, and Gregory Peck.
How did Gregory Peck get in there?
Well, with that team, we need a strong anchor man, you know.
Well, to tell the truth, Al, looking back over your life, and to do that, you've got to have binoculars. I think you should have been on that list.
Thank you, Oscar.
You know, complimenting you is very unbecoming to me. I think I'll play.
Oscar, just a moment, please. Why do you play something by Rachmaninoff all the time? Why don't you play something by an American composer for a change?
To make your food budget go further, serve hot cheese dishes more often. The price of golden cheese is down, and cheese is a protein food, a perfect main dish food. Actually, ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high quality, complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So tomorrow, for a satisfying, economical main dish, get some Kraft pasteurized processed cheese, one of the famous Kraft varieties that always melt perfectly. For medium mellow cheddar flavor, Kraft American. For sharp cheddar flavor, Old English brand. Or get K brand, Kraft's wonderful natural cheddar made from pasteurized milk. It's also fine for cooking. Make your food dollars go further by serving cheese-rich main dishes often.
Oscar? May I be the first to congratulate you, especially the way you played the Rhapsody 39 and 4/10 seconds ago. It was really thrilling and beautiful. But I'm curious about one thing. Of all the instruments you could have studied, why did you choose the piano?
Because when I give a concert, I like to have a good seat.
I don't know how you can enjoy it sitting that close.
Al, I guess you don't appreciate classical music. You've never attended my concert.
That's not true, Oscar. That's not true. Don't you remember how I helped you out at the Hollywood Bowl when you forgot the middle part of the Rachmaninoff concerto?
Al, that was an 8-bar rest, and it was no help when you jumped up and started singing Liza.
Oscar, shame on you. The audience seemed to like it. They applauded the whole time the ushers were leading me out, and you know they did.
Al, would you like it if I played the piano while you were singing?
I liked it all last season. And I don't see why I wouldn't like it now. So, Oscar, play.
More than you know, more than you know, girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I cry. Oh, how I cry. If you got tired and said goodbye, more than I'd show, more than you'd ever, more than you would ever know.
More than you know, more than you know. Well, then you'll love.
It's funny, Al. That song keeps going through my head.
Well, of course, Oscar. I just got through singing it.
No, that's not where I heard it.
Oscar, just a moment. How can you play for me and not hear me sing?
It was hard at first, but I worked it out.
Oscar, do me a favor, will you? Get lost for 32 bars while I talk to Lou Bring. Lou, are you ready with that song, 8:45?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Lou, a little respect, please. Time and again, I've asked you to say, yes, Mr. Jolson.
What a life. It's either yes, Mr. Jolson, or yes, Mr. Petrillo. You know, I should have stayed in dental school.
Well, just for that, Lou, I'm not going to let you play the verse of 8:45. Oscar? We're together again.
Good old.
Lou, you join in the chorus. Life begins when somebody's eyes look into your own. Life begins when you get your gal all alone. From morning until twilight, I don't know I'm alive. But I know love begins at 8:45. The stars are gonna twinkle and shine. How they'll shine this evening about 8:45. My loving arms are gonna tenderly twine. Tweedy-dee. Sweetie decline around you about 8:45.
I know I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And there the world is gonna be mine, mine all mine, this evening. About a quarter to nine.
Are you having a tussle with the food budget these days? Well, ladies, here comes rich golden Velveeta sauce to the rescue. The price of Kraft's nutritious cheese food Velveeta is down, and smooth-melting Velveeta can transform leftovers or the most ordinary economy dish into something very special. Just take such a simple dish as shirred eggs, for instance. Serve them on toast with plenty of that glorious Velveeta sauce, and the folks will be mighty happy. Satisfied, too, because thrifty Velveeta is one of the important protein foods ideal for a main dish. To make that nutritious and glamorous Velveeta sauce, you simply melt 1/2 pound of this golden cheese food on the top of the double boiler. Stir in 1/4 cup of milk and any seasoning you may like. Pour the velvet smooth sauce over eggs or vegetables or fish or any leftovers you happen to have. You'll have a thrifty dish that will be cheered. Tomorrow, if you get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf, you'll have enough for snacks and sandwiches and for money-saving cookery, too. When you're shopping, remember, one of your very best buys is Velveeta. Al, I just realized we have no guest in the music hall tonight.
So what, Ken? We don't always need a guest. We all know what happens when a guest walks in. Take Charles Boyer. Remember last year on the show, he walked up to Levant and he said...
Hello, Oscar. It's good to be in the music hall. We are out of cheese again.
Joseph's now Boyer. When you got money, you can be anybody.
Comment allez-vous, Oscar?
Très bien, Alphonse-vous.
Pas mal de tout. C'est très joli à vous voir.
C'est mon plaisir.
Comment allez-vous, Oscar?
You said that.
That's all I know.
Mr. Boyer.
Please call me by my maiden name, Boyer.
Mr. Boyer, there's something I always wanted to ask you. How did you become the great lover?
I took lessons from Asa Yolson.
Well, he's an old dog who teaches everybody new tricks.
Uh-huh.
How are you, old dog? But tell me, Charlie, what are you doing at the picture studios these days?
Well, in the morning, I kiss Ingrid Bergman. At noon, I kiss Rita Hayworth. In the afternoon, I kiss Loretta Young.
Then you come home in the evening and kiss your wife?
No. I think when a man comes home, he should forget his work, no?
Mr. Boyer, I understand you're going on a vacation soon.
Yes.
Yes? Yes?
That is French for yes. Oscar, I'm going to the Casbah. You see, I've never been there.
Say, Al, you did a pretty good imitation of Boyer.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Carpentier.
But suppose a character like Gregory Ratov came in here.
Can you mean Gregory Ratov, the famous director?
Da, that's Russian for yes.
Well, I thought the Russians say nothing but no. Well, anyway... All right, suppose Gregory Ratov is our guest. He'd bounce to the hall and he'd say... Mochichornia, Ochichguchia, Ochistrasnia, Iprikrasnia, Kakiyublu... Go ahead, ask me something.
That may be Greasy Ratov, but Al Jolson is still coming through.
Oscar, I've got here a newspaper somebody sent me from Pinsk. It is called the Pinsk Daily Lyre. Look at the weather report. Rain and hail, followed by Walter Winchell.
What's that advertisement down in the corner of the page?
It says, new low rates to Siberia. No cash in wall. Just say, Stalin's mother wears army shoes. Well, Oscar, that gives you a rough idea. Just a rough idea what our guests do. But honestly, I think I've got a better idea. Folks in the hall and folks listening on the air, I want to ask you something. Instead of standing up here and imitating a lot of people, wouldn't you rather hear me sing? Thank you. Well, good, good. Oscar, turn up the house lights.
I will, but I'll hear from the union in the morning.
Well, a boy. Now I can see all their faces. Now, folks, let's pretend it's the old Winter Garden Theater. That's where I used to walk out on the runway.
Today he has to have an escalator.
Never mind that, you maroon.
Well, here... Too nice to call you a moron. Well, anyway, here I am. Here I am on the runway, raring to go. All right, folks, what would you like to hear me sing? Now, you name it. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, folks. You name it, and I'll sing it. Anything at all.
Just make sure they're over 50 years old.
All right, come on, folks. Call them out. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Over here, I heard a song called Toot Toot Tootsie. I heard. Is that what you want? Toot Toot Tootsie? Lou, have you got it in the books? Yeah. Give out the best you can, brother. Go on, play anything, but play Tootsie. Yesterday, I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye. Oh, me, oh, my. Seven times he hurried back to kiss her. And seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The little choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, goody, and then do it over again. Work for the mail. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, goody, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie. Goodbye. You're the cousin, Lou. Did you hear what they wanted? You made me love you. That's it. You got it.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you.
And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You've made me sad. But there was times, baby.
Oh, you dog.
You made me cry for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. You know I do. Indeed I do, yes I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Al, I know that song was dedicated to me.
Yeah.
You made me love you, but I have a request to make. Will you sing one of my favorites?
What's the name of it, Oscar?
Without a Song, and nobody sings it better than you.
Thanks, sir. Lou, let's do Oscar's request, will you?
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A dog is born, but he's no good no how. without a song. I've got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know would make the rain to fall. I'll never know would make the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
I got my problem,
never know what made the rain a fall. I'll never know what made the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
I know there ain't no love at all.
From a hunt for bargains in food, remember Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. The price of Velveeta is down, and smooth-melting Velveeta combines so beautifully with other economical foods, it's the golden key to money-saving main dishes. For instance, have big baked green peppers stuffed with Velveeta macaroni or Velveeta rice. You'll find dozens of ways that protein-rich Velveeta can help you economize on main dishes. Tomorrow, buy plenty of this cheese food for snacks, sandwiches, and for cooking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.